Joining me today in the OFM Artbeat, we're very proud. It's Bulumko Mbete, the 2023 ABSA Le Atelier Gerard Sekoto Award winner. And her works are coming to Central South Africa. Kimberly will be hosting her at the William Humphreys Art Gallery. Bulumko, welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much.
We're very excited because, firstly, congratulations on this truly iconic award. The Gerard Sekoto Award is something very special. And this also allowed you the opportunity to have a residency in Paris. I'm not even going to try and say it, but you can tell me where it was.
So it was at the International des Arts. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly either, but that's how I say it.
Absolutely proper. I think it's perfect. Tell me a little bit about the residency. When were you there and what are some of your key takeaway lessons from your time abroad?
The residency is, like I said, a space called Cité Internationale des Arts, and it's a residency space that basically houses different artists in different disciplines. And so it kind of creates a community. I think there are about 300 or just over 300 live-in studios. And so you're getting to meet creative practitioners, like from writers to journalists to musicians to filmmakers to people who do visual art. So there's quite a broad scope of people that are present in the residency program. And the residency is quite central. It's in Le Marais, in an area in Paris. And so it's central to all of the museums, cultural institutions, big libraries. So it's very convenient in that it kind of already plugs you into an existing network and just allows you access to a lot of inspirational spaces. And so I would say my residency was mostly focused on kind of understanding the cultural scene that side, seeing what kind of artworks they're showing in the museums, some of the old masters in visual art, and then also getting exposed to the programming at the residency space. So every Wednesday there would be open studios where people could present what they've been working on throughout the duration of their residency. And so you get to see different things like performances, you get to see exhibitions within people's studios. And yeah, the presentations are all quite different, quite eccentric, and there's always something new to learn.
This is so inspirational, Bulumko. Do you wish you could go back?
I mean, now that it's winter here, yes.
You are coming to Central South Africa with your exhibition titled Like the Sky, I've Been Too Quiet. And I read a little bit about it. This is a very personal exhibition and it kind of links back to your family.
Yes. So the story that the exhibition originates from is a family history. It's an oral history that's been passed down. And it's also something we commemorate each year. So the origin is that my grandfather took a road trip in 1997. And the road trip basically traced the different locations that he's lived in or that have been impactful in his life. And so I thought what was interesting about this road trip was that he took it in democratic South Africa, 2 years into democracy. And I think I view it as kind of a liberating journey because he would have taken it at a time that he would have been free to drive in certain parts of South Africa that he wouldn't have been previously. And so I think it's really interesting to map out this trip, to think about the different locations that he went to, the family members he may have interacted with, and also the soundscape of this journey, and then to look at where he finished it in Gauteng, which was at my mother's house, and then thinking about how he also passed on a few months after the end of this journey where he was still in Gauteng living with us, and then thinking about like what that moment meant for my mother and I guess for the trajectory of the family. And the exhibition actually coincided at the same time as the commemoration of his passing. And so it was interesting to think about like the time, you know, so from 1997 to 2025, what that might have meant, and thinking about inheritance, thinking about grief, thinking about mourning, and then tying that in with processes that incorporate things from the earth. So thinking about this journey he took through the land, the migration through the land, and then working with materials that come from land.
Bulumko Mbete joins us in the OFM Artbeat, and you'll be able to view her exhibition at the William Humphreys Art Gallery in Kimberley. If someone's never seen your works, perhaps just give us an idea what you enjoy working with and what they'll be able to see in this exhibition materially.
So in this exhibition specifically, I've worked with textiles and ceramics. So you will see objects made out of fabric that have been naturally dyed, that have been beaded into and embroidered into. You will also see some clay objects that have been glazed with different colors. It's quite a vibrant exhibition, I would say. And it's not conventional things that are just hanging against walls, but it's rather things that come into the space. So what we would call installation art. So it's a 3D experience. You are able to walk through artworks, walk around them, and kind of experience things in a more holistic sense.
Thank you for sharing your reflective journey and personal parts of yourself as well in this exhibition. We really look forward to welcoming you in Central South Africa, and all the best with your exhibition.
Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting everyone, and I really appreciate the support.
Bulumko Mbete joins us in the OFM Artbeat. You can go view her exhibition at the William Humphreys Art Gallery in Kimberley, and go read more now under Lifestyle at ofm.co.za.